Good morning, SEC. It's Friday. Come on now. Football Eve is upon us. Come on in. Come on in. The water's fine. Salty Taco, welcome to the family. Oh, man. I'm just here to make your day go by a little bit quicker. We've got a lot of stuff to get into. We are going to talk about Saturday's matchups. And, I mean, if you want to see picks, it's on the last show. You know who I picked. But I'm going to tell you who to look out for this weekend. I feel like I know exactly who's going to exceed expectations and who's going to fail. I got the five studs and the five duds that are coming up this week. That and much, much more on this episode of SEC Hangover. Come on in. Step right up. We have got a great week. Listen, Linda, I understand it. We've all seen the up games, the games that are coming up here, and you're looking, hey, this is a little top heavy, Shane. The bottom half is going to be not as fun. I'm telling you right now, don't sleep on these games. If I've learned anything through three weeks is that this week is volatile, that this week anything can happen. But what I need to happen is the cousins to jump on over to my bookie and sign up right now with promo code SEC. And if you're feeling pretty good, and you may feel good, and you may get these picks I'm about to run through and say, you know what, I feel even better about it, but I'm still worried about placing a wager on that team. Well, don't. If you go over to my bookie right now and use promo code SEC, you will get a free bet for up to $500. What does that mean? That means a guaranteed return if your bet goes sideways. Can't beat that. 500, you win. I mean, it doesn't have to be 500, but it could be 20 bucks. You set 20 bucks up on a bet. If you win, you keep the $20. If you lose, you get the money back. Be sure to come on over to my bookie, Tennessee Legend. I think I'm already on some of this stuff this morning. Come on, there's the King Snake. If you guys get a chance, I know a lot of cousins have been over to Tennessee Legend Distillery. If you can't get to it, be sure to get to your package store. Let them know you need some of this on the shelves. And if you do, be sure to take a picture and send it to me or Mike, and we will enter you in for the Tennessee Legend of the Week. And we've got a lot of legends in the comments right now. Come on, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Piling in here. It's Friday. We're payday. What y'all going to do with that check? You going to go over to Tennessee Legend after this? JR, come on. Come on, cuz. He has gifted a membership to Always Aggies. Always welcome to the family. Courtesy of my favorite Georgia Bulldog, which is very few. Cousin JR, thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Cousin Shane, good morning, good morning, good morning. All right, let's get going. I got some stuff to do. Now, this one here, I'm going to be honest with you. Most of this is going to be game related. This came across last night. You know what they call it? Doom scrolling. I'm on TikTok, and I'm just going through here, and I'm about to fall asleep. And then I come across this video. I was like, hey, this is pretty damn cool. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to share this with the cousins in the morning. This video popped up, and it was a there's several teams. This guy went all out, but he said, I guess he put in his little computer AI. What would AI do to these stadiums if they could revamp it? And I thought this was pretty cool. So here are all the SEC teams that he has debuted. But this is if AI was in control of building the stadiums for the Southeastern Conference. pretty cool, huh? I thought so. I just feel like if SEC met Disney and they said, hey, let's redo these things, I feel like we missed the boat now, right? Don't get me wrong. I'm here. The Fro Field, they're getting worked on right now. They're going to be fixing some stuff. But you think about it, it's like, man, what's that show called or that movie where they play the guitar? It's like real extreme. Tom Hardy did it. You know what I'm talking about. They redid it with Mel Gibson. But just kind of that vibe, if it could come together with the conference and you know, this is the way it was back in the day with the Coliseums and whatnot. Yeah, I get it. We had to do it this way because construction sucked back in the day. But I don't know. I think future remodels should look a little bit like this. But hey, let's talk football. That's why we're here, right? We got a lot of great games coming up this weekend. And let's get into it. We're going to start with LSU playing Southeast nobody. Now, this is actually going to lead to one of my studs this week. I mean, obviously, everybody should be a stud during this game. But let's not forget some of the shit that was talked about earlier this week by Coach Kelly.
Post-game sessions, but what are you seeing with your offense?
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game. We played the game to win the game.
All right. How about third down then? What is going on with third down?
One game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's some ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous. For a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
Now, Coach did come out later and apologize for those comments, but these are comments. These are conversations everyone is having right now about the LSU Tigers, right? Ain't that crazy? After week one, we were crowning Garrett Nussmeier. We were crowning this defense. And then you paired it with two games that, yes, you won. You know, maybe we are spoiled. You know, LSU sitting there 3-0, going to be 4-0. No doubt in my mind they're going to win this game. But I feel bad for those green and yellow Tigers. You know why? Because you better damn believe that the first stud of the week will be Garrett Nussmeier. They are going to consume so much offense here. This is going to be an absolute fireworks show. We're going to walk away. I told you, I said 70-0. That's probably an exaggeration, but there's no doubt in my mind that there's probably going to be at least seven touchdowns in this game. Not all by Garrett Nussmeier, but that's typical Brian Kelly, right? You come out here, you talk about it. He's keeping receipts. First thing he's going to mention is how great this offense was after this damn football game. So first stud of the week goes to Garrett Nussmeier. Now, speaking of studs, what's going on down there in Texas, right? Texas playing another cupcake, third one in a row, Sam Houston. And there's a guy, a quarterback. I don't know if you're familiar with this guy. His name's Arch Manning. Arch Manning is absolutely struggling, right? We all know it. You know, we don't want to talk about it, but media starting to finally ask some questions down there. Is it physical? Is it mental? Tell me, Arch, what's going on?
Arch, would you say what you're going through right now is more physical or mental?
Probably mental, to be honest. Like, I think I just need to go out there and play my game. I know the type of athlete and type of player I am. Just go cut it loose and have some fun, play ball.
have some fun. You should have some fun, right? We shouldn't be going into this game wondering if Arch Manning's going to finally figure things out. I mean, we got Sark getting asked questions on, is he going to get benched? Not. I mean, they didn't come out and say it that way, but they were talking about reps with the guys behind him, you know. And then this has got to be it, right? You know, I'm out right now. So that's why I gave this week's dud to Arch Manning. Now you're saying, Shane, good Lord, Arch Manning may have 4 touchdowns in this thing. He should. It's Sam Houston, right? He should have that in the first quarter. But I've not seen anything up to this point that has crowned this as the ultimate Manning I was promised. I mean, wasn't that what we were promised? I mean, we love Peyton Manning. We love Eli Manning. But it was all about Arch. And it's been about Arch for 3 years, 4 years. I mean, shit, some of these people have been watching his recruitment since he was in the 5th grade. But then to come out here and have these top performances against UTEP, even San Jose, there was some great moments in that game. But, if you didn't watch it, I never felt like this was a quarterback that was in total control. And that's why, and I've just got to see it. I'm at that point now. I've got to see it. I'm just not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Texas kills this football team, but this has got to be the game that we kind of feel better about the Arch Manning situation. You know who's a good quarterback right now? Blake Shapen. Now, this is a guy that I didn't give. I don't think we talk about him enough yet. It's like we're sitting here, Mississippi State is 3-0. If I told you Mississippi State's 3-0 and has a top 25 win, you would have called me nuts. After they beat NIU this weekend, they're going to be sitting there at 4-0. Damn, are they a top 25 team? People need to be. I mean, that's a serious question. I almost wanted to put Blake Shapen on the stud list, but I've got too many other players on here. This one's a good game. I feel like this is one that we probably don't talk about because it's NIU, but trust me, there is going to be a lot of offense on this game. I would say at least 40 points of offense. Fun. Mississippi State's fun to watch now. So that's big game for them. Vanderbilt had a big game last week. Nobody's going to be talking about Georgia State, but how many times have we said that? And then we're talking about Georgia State because you do not schedule this football team, but there's a lot of purple over there. I'm not thinking Vanderbilt's going to lose this thing by no means, because why? They lost to them last year. And if we've learned anything about our boy, Diego Pavia, is that he has a hit list, if you will. And you better damn believe this little blue team is going to be one of those. Now, Vanderbilt on a tear right now, right? They're most likely going to be 5-0 heading to that Bama game, a rematch. The sledgehammer and the ants and all that good stuff. But we're not even talking about this one. This is a game that Vanderbilt's not overlooking. But I'm not saying that Diego is going to get the stats. All right, it just doesn't feel like that type of game. It feels like a game that you get this man more involved. Cedric Alexander, this week's stud for the Commodores. Now, he's not had a 100-yard rushing game yet, but this feels like it, right? This feels like, and if you've watched any of Georgia State, which if you're not an Ole Miss fan, you haven't, but this is a team that you can run on. I expect a lot of yards rushing from Alexander. So give me this week's stud, Cedric Alexander. All right, Ole Miss. Speaking of Ole Miss, let's go over here. Ole Miss, Tulane. Big game, big matchup. Tulane is a good football team, right? I think they're undefeated, if I'm not mistaken. 3-0. This is a ball club. Now, I think it was Duke and, South Alabama and Bethune, you know, so it's not super powerhouses, but I remember the last time these two teams met, it should have been a blowout. It wasn't. It was a barn burner to the very end, mainly because Tulane's got a hell of a coach that's going to be in the Southeastern Conference next year. Hell, even Lane Kiffin has said that. But I thought these comments were pretty cool. John Summerall come out, talked a little bit about Lane's dad, and I thought we should include it in the show.
Luke, who's Matt Luke's brother, Tom's still on staff there, and Tom comes in our locker room and he's like, "Hey, Summy, somebody wants to see you outside." So I walk out and there's Monty Kiffin. And Monty, passed not too long ago, and a year ago. And Coach Monty says, he comes over and he goes, "Hey, our team, way better than y'all." He said, "But man, y'all played hard and y'all are tough." And he said, "Keep doing what you're doing." I needed to hear that. As my first game as a head coach, we just got our butts kicked, and I'll never forget that. Like, it was a moment that I share with Monty that was, I respect the heck out of him because he's a great defensive mind and a big-time coach, and I was a first game head coach that trying to figure out what I was doing. And how you never know what you can say to someone that can positively impact them when they need to hear it. So Monty's impact on me in that moment was it was lasting, and it still affected me to this day, because I think what it did is it helped me sort of solidify what my beliefs were and what we were doing, and it reaffirmed it.
Yeah, good comments right there. How can you not like this guy, right? How can you not? Then he's going to be coaching for your rival, and you're going to hate him. So until then, I feel like this could be a good game. It's a sneaky game. This is one that's a fun pick for an upset. I don't think that happens. But there are a lot of folks that put in the Morristown Honda bet on this one. And I'll explain real quick. So Morristown Honda, because that's where I'm from, one county over, but Morristown Honda used to have a sign out front. And in Tennessee, this is back in the day when Tennessee was real bad, right? And if it was a game against ETSU, they'd always have Tennessee 49, ETSU 0, something like that. But then if you're playing the Oregon Ducks, they'd have, which was a top three team, they would have Oregon 13, Tennessee 14. So it'd always be like 1 point, but they never picked Tennessee to lose the game. So that's why we have the Morristown Honda bet is we get to a game that we it's almost like we want to win. Like my Morristown Honda is the Florida game. Like I see it happening. I want it to happen because I don't want Miami to win, but I'm not super confident. So I've got Florida winning by 1 point. So that's where the Morristown Honda bet come from. This shouldn't be a Morristown Honda bet. I really do think that this is a game that Ole Miss should own, right? I mean, it hasn't been. I mean, we've had some really good games, but we've not had in that Ole Miss moment. And I do feel like John is going to. I think he's going to lock down the running game as best as he can. Ole Miss against this team, it's apples and oranges. The Rebels got a more talented football team, but this week's dud is Kwon Lacy. I feel like that's going to be the recipe. Let's make this young quarterback, because let's not forget, Trinidad will be getting his second start here at Ole Miss. Let's make him uncomfortable. Let's make him win the football game. So what do? You sell out to the run. That's why I'm not sold that Lacy has a big game. And when you put it on the shoulders of this kid, which is it a quarterback competition? I like to think so, but I don't think so after this week, because I got this week's stud going to Trinidad. I feel like, yes, you may stack the cards against him, but Trinidad is going to make you suffer. This feels like a game that we're like, you know what? Why didn't we start him week one? Now, I may be wrong, and I like Austin Simmons. I think Austin has got a bright future ahead of him, but who gives you the best chance to win right now? There's a reason I feel like Lane Kiffin's coming out with this guy. So expect big numbers this week. Arkansas, Memphis, man, this is a game that has a lot of pressure, right? Sam Pittman could lose his damn job after this game. And I'm not just saying that. We've got the AD coming out here talking about Arkansas is just not ready to compete. We're talking about a team that lost another one. I mean, it's just piling up. And I feel like this thing has finally come to a head, and it explodes if you lose to Memphis on the road. And Memphis is a good football team. It can happen. It doesn't happen, though, because this week's stud goes to Taylen Green. When you got this man on your roster, there's no reason you should lose to the Memphis Tigers. This guy is playing out of his damn mind. Statistically, I mean, look at this. He's the third leading rusher in the conference right now, 307 yards. And you pair that with his passing, I think he's fourth in the conference with passing. So Taylen Green's having a day, and as long as he stays healthy, there's no reason they're going to lose to a Memphis football team. It's just like Tennessee. Tennessee got a cupcake UAB. All right. A lot of studs going to be on this game. I just didn't want to pick the whole roster because that's not fair. And then they say, Shane, you're a Tennessee homer. Well, I'd give it to Joey Aguilar probably. But honestly, I feel like we get back to the running game. So I don't know who it's like a three-headed monster back there. But two of those guys, I feel like we're going to have over 100 yards rushing. So not a lot of people going to be watching that Tennessee game. But a lot of people will be watching this one right here. Auburn, Oklahoma. I'm coming back. He's coming back home. You know who I'm talking about. Jackson Arnold. That's going to be the storyline, right? I don't necessarily think it should be the storyline because this is two good football teams right now that are looking to take that next step. And is it going to be Oklahoma? Is it going to be Auburn? I mean, seriously, we've had tons of success this season, but I feel like one of these teams, whoever loses this game, takes a massive step backwards. So it feels to me like whoever loses has like the implications of losing this game is so much more than winning. If Oklahoma wins, they move up four spots. If Auburn wins, they move up seven spots. But if they lose, I really think Auburn drops out of top 25. I feel like Oklahoma probably moves down to the 20s, depending on some of these other games. So it just feels like there's a lot riding on this game. So Auburn needs it. Oklahoma needs it. They both can't have it. You know who I picked. I picked Oklahoma to win this game. And the main reason I did is because I am not completely sold on Jackson Arnold, right? I mean, what point to the game where this kid has succeeded when the pressure's called? Maybe the Alabama game last year. I guess that would be the closest one. But when you look at Jackson Arnold, Ball State, I was back, right? Kid had a phenomenal game, but he took a massive step back last week when they played South Alabama. They won the game, right? The thing is, Jackson can't win this game with his legs. It will be a factor. But for Auburn to win this game, they have got to have explosive plays. And that means Jackson has got to get some help. And that's my biggest concern is the receivers, the tight ends. It's the drops. And if you can have some of those explosive plays, I could see Auburn winning. But when you got this guy on the other sideline, John Mateer, stud, this is why I think Oklahoma wins it. This guy's playing out of his damn mind. League leader in passing, almost 1,000 yards passing at this moment. Can do it with his legs, too. This is a perfect quarterback right now, and that's why I picked Oklahoma. I had to pick which quarterback I had the most trust in, and Jackson is, I feel like, a million miles ahead of where he was last year. I do think Auburn's going to have success this season, but this is a tough, tough football game. Coming in here to Oklahoma, trying to get a win, I just don't think it's going to happen. Now, another tough game. Let's go over here to MIC. They're going to be playing them South Carolina Gamecocks. Now, 3 weeks ago, this looked like a better game, right? South Carolina's sneaky, though. I can't... We always do this overreaction. There's a bad game where the team sucks, right? South Carolina got their ass kicked by Vanderbilt. Well, they suck. Let's move on. Even the fans have folded up. A lot of them aren't even in here. So we've got some great cousins. And you know what? If you need a week to get over it, that's fine. But you know how you get them back in here? You come into Columbia, Missouri, and you get a win. Can it happen? Absolutely. Why? Because you got the dude, Lenora Sellers, the one that we were all talking about in the offseason as potentially winning a Heisman. South Carolina's back, right? They're going to make the college football playoffs. If they do it, it's because of this guy. But Lenoris has really been struggling, you know? I mean, not just him. This entire offense has been absolutely abysmal, embarrassing. It's not the same product we saw last year, and I feel like that's why South Carolina fans are pissed, and they should be, because I thought South Carolina had excellent special teams, a fantastic defense, and an explosive offense. That's how you summed up South Carolina at the end of the year last year, and it's like, we're not even near that. I mean, we even went out here and got some new running backs and thought everything was going to be fine. But you know who's hitting it all gears? Missouri Tigers. They're playing out of their damn mind. Now, I didn't put Ahmad Hardy as a stud because I feel like that's got to be how South Carolina wins this one, is loading up that box, making sure that Hardy and company do not get any yards, right? Rumors, Bo Prabula's broke his hand, right? I don't think that's true. But I do think that if Missouri wins this game, it's got to be because of our boy Bo, because South Carolina, don't let last week fool you. All right, I feel like South Carolina's got a better football team than that score at Vanderbilt shows, but I do got to give some duds out, and until I see it, just like Arch Manning, I'm going to say Lenore Sellers will be yet again another dud. Do you think he's going to come out here and then all of a sudden throw for 300 yards, run for over 100 yards? I don't, you know. Coach has been asked all week, you know, about a conspiracy about letting Lenoris run. This is a guy that has to take it to the next level, but more importantly, the coaches have got to put him in the spot to do it. And so I'm deducting a few points till Shula shows me he can coach some damn offense. Florida, Miami. Whoa, game of the week, right? This one here, I've got to pick a stud. I got to pick a dud. I ain't even keeping up anymore. But I'm going to tell you right now, when your coach is getting asked questions like this, it really makes it tough to pick a stud.
Are you experienced? Is there any thought about giving elevator reps, whether in practice or in a game, to someone like Aiden Warner or Harrison Bailey?
Say that one more time.
Given the need for experience, is there any thought to maybe give more first-team practice reps?
So give the third and the fourth guy reps?
Do you think that the value of experience would help in that regard?
Aiden has more experience than DJ? No, he doesn't. And I think he'd probably be hard-pressed to add up Harrison's reps, and he'd probably be less than DJ. So that's not a very good question. Tramell Jones is the backup quarterback. All right, let's focus on what we can do from a technical perspective to help the kid play better, okay? Next question.
Right. This is my Morristown Honda. I got Florida winning this game, but I am not confident. Why? Because Miami is playing out of their damn mind. And we have a reference point. You know that loss in week two against South Florida? You know who didn't lose to South Florida? Who destroyed South Florida? Miami. All right? Miami has got some very impressive wins. And a lot of that has to be with the defense, you know, because you look at them, they are just shutting down the running game. So I worry about Ball. I worry about DJ. I'm not just saying this because I'm an SEC homer. I really do think that the Florida Gators have an opportunity to shock some folks this weekend, because DJ, he's been saying it all week. Billy's been saying it. We're this close. And I know it's lip service, but if you're watching the Florida game and you're seeing some of these plays and some of these performances, you're just like, man, if this would have happened, how many times have we said, if this would have happened, that would have been a touchdown. If this would have happened, that wouldn't have been a touchdown. I feel like that's what we keep doing with the Florida Gators. And so, yes, I know they're probably going to lose this football game. They're probably going to start 1-3. There's a chance Billy gets fired. Mike doesn't think so, but it could happen. I think DJ Lagway will be a dud this week. I'm not expecting him to win any games. I mean, when you come off an LSU game where you got 5 interceptions, listen, Miami's not a tough place to play, but it can be if you're behind the eight ball. So I think Florida Gators win this game, but it won't be because of the quarterback. It's going to have to be because of the defense. It's going to have to be about the running game, even though I just told you how tough it is to run. We got to get ball involved. This one has got to be one of those games that you just play keep away from Carson Beck, and it's going to be exciting. Man, we got so many good games. So tomorrow we're loaded. I want to let everybody know, I don't think we mentioned it on the big show, but we're going to be doing a watch party for the OU Auburn game. So look forward to seeing everybody there. I've already got the frozen pizza picked out. I've got my Tennessee Legends lined up. The weekend is set. I hope you guys all have a wonderful Friday. Before I go, Jason, gifted a membership. I appreciate you, cuz. You know, this is... I don't deserve any of you. Really, I don't. And I appreciate if you hung out this long. If you can give me a thumbs up, that mean a lot. But Jason has gifted Gary Walford. Gary, welcome to the family, courtesy of Jason James. And Tennessee Legend asked, which one am I going with? I'm going with... I'm out of blackberry. I tell you what, man, that blackberry was fantastic. But I got peach, so we're going peach this weekend. So if y'all need any bail money, call me. If not, I will see y'all tomorrow on the watch party. All right, terrible ending. Love y'all. Bye.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.